for Marvin, who is not afraid of getting lost. Part 1. Brimston, Arizona, February 2018. The Arizona sun is strong this February afternoon, but all the women are quite cool and comfortable. You might think that they chose the colors of their shorts and sleeveless tops to match the colors of the fruits they are eating. Cantaloupe, watermelon, honeydew. Their fingernails and toenails are painted in various shades of opalescence. Silver, rose, robin's egg blue. This is their weekly ritual. Water aerobics, a manicure, a pedicure, then lunch, raw fruits, raw vegetables, whey protein-enriched smoothies, in front of one of their wall-sized TVs. Their children are grown. Their husbands are somewhere. They are waiting for the show that is their favorite and for which they feel a proprietary pride because it started as a local cable show here in their own Brimston and has now gone national. But they knew it when.
I just love her. I always have.
I'm crazy about everything about her.
When she goes after someone, I just feel good about things, like the world's on the right track.
Blah, 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 and boo-hoo-hoo, they say, imitating Quinn's inflection, toasting each other with their pastel smoothies.
Good afternoon, lovers of justice. This is Quinn Archer, and this is Payback. Today's show exposes a greedy, dishonest father, Winston Lamar. He cheated his daughter Cindy of a legacy left by her grandmother and fled the country with a new woman. Cindy's loving grandmother, Thelma Lamar, Winston's mother, created a trust to ensure that her granddaughter would always be provided for. She particularly wanted Cindy to have a college education, but she was too trusting. Perhaps not in her right mind, and the trust was set up with only herself and Winston as trustees, not Cindy. She felt secure giving Winston the money to invest, and he invested it in what were called bearer bonds. Bearer bonds, my friends, are named as they are precisely because anyone holding them in their hand or bearing them can cash them in. And that is precisely what Winston Lamar did. Cashed in the bonds, fled the country, leaving his daughter impoverished. We've connected with him in this leafy, upscale suburb of Philadelphia. An idyllic setting, my friends, I'm sure you all agree. Observe the wide, quiet street, the lush old trees. But I'm here to tell you that for Cindy, growing up, life was far from idyllic. She went from living a comfortable middle-class life to being an impoverished child of a working mother. Her mother went back to work as a secretary when her husband left and barely made ends meet. So Cindy was the victim, and her victimizer went scot-free. Time and the world healed her. She is a brave, brave woman, married for 36 years with two lovely daughters and five sweet grandkids, until today. Because we're here, all of us, you and I, and finally the victim will no longer be a victim but a payee, when she will get her payback. On the screen, dark storm clouds brood. Then from somewhere, from anywhere, a golden arrow pierces the clouds, which part like curtains, revealing shining gold letters. Payback. The gold letters disappear to reveal the severe face of Quinn Archer. Standing in front of a large white house with out-of-place colonial pillars at the crest of a perfect lawn is a grim-looking woman, possibly in her late 50s. On the right, slumped, stricken, stands a man in at least his 80s. Quinn Archer approaches them,